Marge and the Pirate Baby. Written and read by Isla Fisher. Hello again. It's me, Jemima Button. I'm back. I'm so excited for today because Marge, our extraordinary babysitter, is coming over. We used to be an ordinary family until she came along. I know what you're thinking. Babysitters are boring, but you haven't met Marge. Incredible things happen whenever Marge is around. Like the time she led our entire school in an outdoor concert with her head stuck in a tuba. Or when she wanted to tie balloons to Jakey's feet to see if he would float to school. The only bad part is that our cousin, baby Zara, is also going to be here. I'm trying to take my mind off that by drawing a self-portrait, which is a picture of myself, to show Marge. I'm the second best drawer in my class after Emily Fox, who can draw fingers and toes perfectly. Jakey Pants is still my little brother, even though sometimes I wish he wasn't. And he still loves wrestling and dinosaurs, but now he also loves pirates. At the moment, he's sitting next to me on a blanket in the garden, building a pirate ship out of Lego. We haven't seen Zara for a while, thank goodness, and apparently now she can crawl. When she was born, she was a bald blob with eyelashes and she couldn't do much at all. Mummy says I look just the same when I was small and that we could be sisters. But we are definitely not sisters, because Zara is very naughty. No one believes Jakey and me when we say that Zara may look like an angel, but she is definitely not one. I've written in my secret diary a list of all the bad things that she has done to me. 1. Drawing all over my library book. 2. Squeezing toothpaste into my doll's house. 3. Pulling the head off my beach Barbie.